there goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls, he smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Daddy, good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Musky 101.
locked the door and turned the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
Back we are here on Muskie 101 WHSM, your local civic media station in Hayward at what you might call the warming station. It's technically the WBZH building right next to River and Rain on 3rd Street here in downtown Hayward. And in operating this warming station, as we hoped would happen, we've bumped into people. I'm still here with Big G, of course. Hi, Big G.
Hey, Gray.
But it's not just us now. We've happened upon Bob Boucher, you said, correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Big G's going to hand the mic to Bob here. We're going to ask him. Bob is an experienced Birkebeiner skier and a Corti skier too. Big G, how did we find Bob? What was happening? Tell the story, Bob, here.
I was just outside the WBZH studios. We're inviting folks in for a hot cider and cookies here today. So this is the big race, the Birkebeiner. It's a 34-mile trek, I believe. Starts from the Telmark Lodge and comes all the way through downtown Hayward, which is unique this year because we actually have the snow, and the race is actually back to its traditional finish here right in downtown Hayward. Lots of excitement and it's a great ambiance here, but I'm going to turn over to you, Bob, tell you a little bit about your experiences here with the Birkebeiner and how many years you've been coming up here.
Yes, if you could, just tell us your Berkey story.
Well, I've been coming up here since the late 70s. I actually went to did a college trip with the old Telemark Lodge before the first Telemark Lodge was there when I was in college at St. Norbert's. And then when I heard about the Berkey in 1973, and I came up and did the first race in 1978. And so I've done 21 Berkeys, and then I did the Norwegian Berkey once. And then I just finished yesterday my 8th Cordelopet. So this event is really the closest thing to we have sort of a Citizen World Cup here in Wisconsin. And Tony Weiss, say what you might, he did a great event, and it's carried forward. And I have a friend, Charlie D, who's over the finish line. And I got him involved in it, and he was on the Berkey board for a number of years. So I've been coming up to this neck of the woods for, I guess, about 45 years for this race, and skiing in the area. It's a great area, and I really appreciate all the volunteers, and the organization of this race is phenomenal. They just do such a wonderful job, and the volunteers are out there to make it happen, and the staff and everything. So it's a great event.
Well, thank you so much for that, Bob. And if you don't mind my asking, where is it that you call home, by the way?
I live in River Hills, which is a northern suburb of Milwaukee.
Okay.
But we have a cabin up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My wife and I spend a lot of time up in the woods. So we love this this boreal forest as it comes down. This is the best part of Wisconsin.
So not only a destination, but a stop on a beautiful path as you travel northward, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Bob, for some time today. I'm afraid we've got to keep it brief today here on WHSM, but we appreciate you so much. We'd love if you stop back and chat with us again later today.
Well, thank you for everything you guys are doing and promoting the race. It's a great event.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I can't believe it. It's been a bit of a slow morning, and then Bob strolled in, and it's been magical since then. So we're going to hold it down here in the WBZH building. Big G, what have you got for us before we sign off for the moment?
Hey, just big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club, and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill right here in Hayward.
Excellent. Thanks, Big G. We'll be back soon, but country music until then, and a few words from local sponsors here on WHSM 101, The Muskie.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone, your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better, things are going my way. I sleep like a baby, I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know. Things are going my way, hey.
goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence.
Hey, it's Big G. Join me and Greg Gunderson as we broadcast live at 101 FM WHSM Muskie Country from our downtown Hayward studios. We're live on February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., covering the 51st Burker Biner, finishing right here in downtown Hayward. Spin the prize wheel to win great certificates from local businesses. Stop by for snacks and refreshments. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Baby, why you wanna cry? You really ought to know that I just have to walk. Sometimes we're gonna do what lovers do. We're gonna have a fight or two. I ain't ever changing my mind. Crazy.
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music. Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
Muskie 101.
Bury me in Georgia. Miles out of Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in peace underneath the pine. Is or what shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me.
final will and testament. Let this be my last request. Leave it all to my family. You already know what's next. Yeah. Bury me in Georgia. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace.
A really good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Musky 101.
All right, Musky 101 WHSM. This is Gray here with a solo update from you from the WBZH building because Big G is over by the finish line right now. The atmosphere is electric here on the main street of Hayward where the finishers are approaching. I'm not quite sure how far out we are. We're catching updates from the PA system outside, but it's the time. I will say this is the dinner bell. Get to the line because the first finishers should be coming through shortly for your 51st Birkebeiner, American Birkebeiner here in Hayward. Stop down by the WBZH building. We've got cookies, cider, cocoa, coffee, all free, and just warm up too. Folks, I will mention that we don't have a public restroom, but we've got everything else you need for a brief pause from the cold. That wind is a little nasty out there. People are wearing face coverings and what gloves they've brought. Stop in by the WBZH building. We're right next to River and Rain on 3rd here in downtown Hayward, broadcasting live on WHSM. We'll be back shortly with an update from Big G and myself with updates from post-finish moments. We'll be right back. Both WBZH and WHSM are civic media stations.
The best country.
101.1.
Musky 101.
She's got a T-top Camaro with a scoop on the hood and two big speeds. Blasting Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Cheap sunglasses from the Five and Dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it. Just one more time, but a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Sitting out under the stars, you should have seen her smile. When I broke out my guitar, she was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, she gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
Musky 101.
Hey, it's Big G. Join me and Greg Gunderson as we broadcast live at 101 FM WHSM Musky Country from our downtown Hayward studios. We're live on February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. covering the 51st Burker Biner, finishing right here in downtown Hayward. Spin the prize wheel to win great certificates from local businesses. Stop by for snacks and refreshments. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill in Hayward, Wisconsin.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. Democratic state lawmakers introduced right to repair legislation on Thursday. The legislation would require manufacturers to provide farmers with access to the documentation, parts, and tools needed to make their own repairs to equipment. It would not require the manufacturers to divulge trade secrets and protect them from liability for repairs conducted by farmers. The intent is to lower the cost of repairs for farmers, create more local jobs, and increase competition among service providers. Five other states have right to repair laws. A Duluth man has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. According to court documents, 34-year-old Jonathan Eric Thompson was sentenced to 210 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release on the charge on Wednesday. Thompson was arrested in November of 2023 when law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at his apartment, recovering around 850 grams of methamphetamine and 568 grams of fentanyl. The Shell Lake City Council voted to approve an aid petition for potential projects at their recent meeting. The petition is meant to notify the Wisconsin Department of Transportation of their intent to request funding for various projects at the Shell Lake Municipal Airport. Some of the proposed projects include acquiring new land for runway approaches, constructing a seaplane base, and purchasing new mowing and snow removal equipment. City officials say not every project will get aid funding, so they'll start with the most urgent needs. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
Another Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, highs near 37. Chance of freezing rain Sunday night. On Monday, cloudy and breezy with a high of 43. Currently 17 degrees.
Listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
All right, we are back here at 101 FM Muskie Country here, right in downtown Hayward here. Big G here, along with Greg Gunderson.
Howdy, just came
in from the cold here. We're real close to the finish line right here and getting excited because the first skiers are going to be coming through here pretty quick, it sounds like. So, and man, what an ambiance out here, the atmosphere out here, all the people out here talking to some folks there by the tractor, by the finish line, and they're asking me, they're just amazed here at how this is set up in downtown Hayward, and the beautiful track they got here, and all the venue here that they've got this year. And Big Race, of course, took off from the Telmark Lodge there, and the finishers should be coming through here pretty quickly here, so pretty excited about that. And it's a 34-mile trek. So, Gray, have you gone 34 miles on some skis?
I haven't gone 30 miles. I haven't gone more than a mile on anything without an engine, I don't think.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say. That's as I've been telling people recently these last couple weeks, I know that I'm not a cross-country skier because I have cross-country skied. So it's something that I just don't identify with, you might say. That said, everybody, I think, in North America who does identify with it seems to be lined up alongside the main street of Hayward today, urging those finishers on. I hear the clanking of bells kept in ready. There's going to be a lot of cowbell going on.
The cowbells. It's all about community and family, and that's kind of tradition. They use to cheer their skiers on and everything. So it's really a family atmosphere here. And, you know, we've talked to several of the participants here. We just talked to Bob here a little bit ago, and this is a family tradition for a lot of folks. It goes generations and generations and just keeps going. So it's the hugest cross-country ski here race here in North America. And we want to thank, we're here today, we want to thank our sponsors here, Coop's Pizza right here in downtown Hayward, Lori's Card and Gifts right here in Hayward, Pine Point Realty, Brooke and CJ Damaski, and of course Lakewood Cafe, and of course our big sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club, and Sports Bar and Grill.
Thanks, Big G. Let's send it back for some country music right now to WHSM Studios, and we'll be back shortly once we get a post first finisher update. The word from the PA along the track is that the first finishers will likely arrive in much of a group because of the gusts coming across Lake Hayward, forcing them into a tighter pack than they might normally have. Fewer stragglers or fewer break frees than you might normally see. So come on down. It's a good time. And if you get a little too cold while we wait for those finishers, stop by the WBZH and WHSM studio today. Basically, we're kind of in one building right next to River and Rain on 3rd here in downtown Hayward. Back to the studio for more of that country music on the Muskie 101.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
You wanna finish last. knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We pay at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave. Town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move on when you break up in a small town. Oh,